The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The government projecting a $223 million surplus. The government expects to achieve a $70 million surplus in the current year. But government debt stands at $11 billion. And the government issuing a demand for administrative costs from the GBPA. And remembering Rupert Roberts. It's all straight ahead this morning. I'm Dwight Strawn, and this is Morning Blend.
Wake up, it's a new day. It's the start of the start of a new way. Don't you know that it's the start of the end of the old way. Wake up, it's a new day. Wake up, it's a new day.
Good morning again, Bahamas. It is Thursday, May 28th, 2026. This is Morning Blend on Guardian Radio 96.9. Again, I'm Dwight Strawn. In a moment, Laverne Gardner will be joining us. Also this morning, we'll be talking with BTVI. They've got a lot going on, as always, and we'll talk about their professional development courses this morning. That's all ahead. But first, it's time for the overnight, the latest breaking news from while we're sleeping and the top national and international headlines this morning. In the overnight, the Davis administration projecting a budget surplus of $223.1 million for the 2026-2027 fiscal year, which starts July 1st, delivering his first budget communication as Minister of Finance in the House of Assembly Wednesday. Michael Halkidis reported that while the fiscal deficit stood at $157 million in the first 9 months of the current fiscal year up to March 31st, the government still expects to achieve a surplus when the final numbers for this full fiscal year are in. That projected surplus for the 2025-2026 budget year was $75 million. Halkidis says that the expectation is that it will come in at around $70 million. He told Parliament that the overall fiscal position remained supported by revenue growth, measured expenditure execution, and a continued primary surplus, that is, revenue exceeding expenditure before debt payment. With the 2026-2027 budget estimate for total revenue amounting to $4.4 billion, or 23.6% of GDP, total expenditure is expected to amount to $4.1 billion, or 22.4% of GDP. So as he delivered that budget communication, Halkidis announcing several changes to the taxation and duty rates that he says will help to improve fairness and access. Among the measures is a change to the real property tax system, Alkita's noting that a move to create a two-tier system that clearly distinguishes between Bahamian-owned and foreign-owned properties. Alkita said the first-time homeowner exemption under the Real Property Tax Act will be increased to $600,000 from $500,000. And he announced plans to introduce a structured regime for foreign-owned recreational vessels and non-resident users of Bahamian waters. As it relates to customs duties, Halkidis noted plans to reduce rates on human hair and wigs to benefit patients with cancer, alopecia, and similar conditions. And he also noted duty rate reductions for common household plastic items, paper goods like tablecloths and serviettes, and sanitary products. He also noted plans to eliminate registration fees for non-motorized bicycles, as well as modernize the regulatory framework for electric bicycles to ensure proper. And with electricity, Halkidis noted plans to advance energy equity through legislation to ensure family islanders are not subject to higher electricity costs simply because of where they live. Although the Davis administration has promised to fully implement the Freedom of Information Act during its second term in office, it once again budgeted just $140,000 for the office in the upcoming fiscal year, the same amount it has budgeted in the office for previous budget cycles. According to the government figures, the office spent only $92,400 of its budgeted $140,000 in the 2024-2025 fiscal year. And in the first 9 months of the current fiscal year, the office spent just $56,000. Critics have said that the budget allocation for the office is inadequate. It's estimated that at least $1 million is needed to operate the law and to fully operationalize the law. And the Bahamas Public Parks and Beaches Authority has already blown past its budget in the first 9 months of the 2025-2026 fiscal year. The authority has budgeted $29 million. In the first 9 months of the year, July through March, the authority spent $29.5 million, and there's still three more months in the fiscal reporting left. In the financial reporting left for the fiscal year, the government released the 2026-27 draft estimates of revenue and expenditure yesterday as part of the budget exercise. The updated figures show that between July 2021 and March 2026, the Bahamas Public Parks and Beaches Authority spent $147.6 million. The authority has come under fire in recent months after the NASA Guardian reported that between July 1, 2021 and December 2025, the authority, under the oversight of the Davis administration, spent $141 million. That figure did not account for several months of financial reporting, which were included in the new 2026-2027 budget book. And the Davis administration has issued a demand to the Grand Bahama Port Authority for reimbursement of monies incurred in Freeport. Minister Halkita is speaking yesterday, saying that the government intends to take an aggressive approach to recover revenue due to it. He says the government has formally invoked its rights, its review rights, and issued a demand for reimbursement of administrative costs incurred in the port area. Meanwhile, FNM leader Michael Pintard says that he does not believe the Davis administration will meet its projected surplus and that the projection is centered around ignoring existing bills. Pintard saying during a press conference that the government's claim of budget surpluses also deserves serious scrutiny. He said the Fiscal Responsibility Council has warned that these surplus figures rely heavily on ignoring bills that are owed but not yet paid. He said, quote, families know this reality well. You do not improve your finances by pretending the bills do not exist. From the courts, an American man who allegedly tricked a woman into having sex with his stepbrother on a carnival cruise has been granted $10,000 cash bail. Sewan Redios allegedly had consensual sex with a 25-year-old woman he met on the carnival Sunrise on December 15, 2025. He allegedly slipped out of his room when the woman fell asleep, and Antoine Flowers allegedly took his place. Radius is accused of abetment to rape, while Flowers is accused of rape. As a condition of bail, Radius has to wear an ankle monitor, and he's forbidden from contacting any witnesses directly or through an agent. His brother's already on bail on similar terms. The matter is set for trial in May 2027. And condolences continue to pour in following the death of supermarket icon Rupert Roberts, a businessman who founded the Super Value food store chain and built it over decades into a household name while employing thousands of Bahamians, died on Tuesday. Roberts died at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, one day ahead of his 89th birthday. He'd had brief periods in the hospital care over the past 12 months prior to his passing. Roberts, who was born in Marsh Harbor, Abaco, started his interest in the grocery business working for the Harrison Thompson food store on Bay Street while a schoolboy in the late 1940s. Honoring Roberts in Parliament yesterday, Prime Minister Philip Davis said, quote, "The Bahamas has lost one of its most prominent and successful businessmen who rose from the oppression of the oligarchs of the 60s to become one of the leading business persons in the country." Leader of the opposition, Michael Pintard, also recalled memories of Roberts, saying that he was committed to buying Bahamian. Roberts is survived by his wife and three children. Overseas, Kuwait says it was targeted with a missile and drone attack today, another challenge to the shaky ceasefire in the Iran war following strikes by both Washington and Tehran. Kuwait's military made the announcement without providing further details on what had been targeted. Iran said hours later that it launched an attack in the region, but it did not say exactly what was targeted. Kuwait, a close ally of the U.S., repeatedly came under fire from Iran and Iranian-backed Shiite militias in Iraq during the war. The announcement comes as the Middle East is on the edge. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed confidence that his administration is making headway in negotiations with Iran to end the war, but the talks remain in flux. A man stabbed and wounded three people at the train station in the Swiss city of Winterthur before being arrested. The attack happened shortly after 8:30 a.m. today. They say the motive of the suspect, a 31-year-old Swiss man, is under investigation. The three victims, all of them Swiss, ages 28, 43, and 52, were taken to hospitals. No information was given on the severity of their injuries. And Colombia will elect a new president and vice president on May 31st, a vote that has been cast as a referendum on outgoing President Gustavo Petro's policies. A former member of Colombia's M19 guerrilla group, which fought for social justice in the 1970s and 80s, the 66-year-old Petro has undertaken controversial peace negotiations with the country's remaining rebel groups, while pushing for social and economic reforms that include an overhaul of the nation's labor laws. He also has broken with previous Colombian leaders in his approach to foreign affairs by challenging the United States in areas like anti-drug policy and immigration, while maintaining some cooperation with the Trump administration on those matters. The fate of the policies hangs in the balance as voters head to the polls, testing Petro's assertion that the people decide if the revolution is defeated or if it moves forward, his words.
Sports update. We'll be right back.
In sports, winning one title is hard and winning consecutive titles even harder, but the Windsor School Junior Girls and the Lyford Key International School Junior Boys both doubled up at the 2026 New Providence Junior High Soccer Championships. The Windsor School Junior Girls shut out the St. Augustine's Big Red Machine 1-0 to reclaim their stake as title holders. As the junior boys, the LCIS Dragons also repeated, taking down the Queen's College Comets 1-0 in extra time to repeat as champions. All of the details in today's Guardian Sports section. From the NHL, the Hurricanes beating the Canadiens 4-0 to move within a victory of the Stanley Cup Final. And for Major League Baseball, baseball fired the opening salvo Wednesday in what is expected to be long and contentious labor negotiations, asking for expanded free agency and salary arbitration, along with almost doubling the Major League minimum and increasing the money high-revenue teams share with the less wealthy clubs. A day before Major League Baseball is expected to make a salary cap proposal, the union outlined its initial economic proposals during a bargaining session at the Players Association office in Manhattan. It included what is called a competitive integrity tax that would penalize teams dropping below a payroll floor and called for the luxury tax threshold to rise to $300 million next year. Baseball's labor contract expires December 1st, and MLB is expected to institute a lockout, management's equivalent of a strike under federal labor law. Players have vowed they never will accept a salary cap. That's sports, and that's the overnight. Time for your first look at weather. Your first look at weather brought to you by Star General. So the entire country remains on the western end of a dominant high pressure ridge along with a stable air mass. That's supporting low rain chances and very warm, humid conditions, at least for now. That will change. We'll tell you more on that in a bit. But for today, there is a moderate risk of dangerous rip currents along all East Coast and Atlantic exposed beaches. Beachgoers and swimmers should exercise caution. Everyone across the country should remain hydrated and wear protective clothing and sunscreen and seek shaded areas during peak sunshine hours. UV indices are expected to be in the very high range and heat indices getting close to 100 in the upper 90s today. For today, your forecast for the northernmost islands, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy by tonight with a 10 to 20% chance of a few showers. The rest of the Northwest Bahamas looking at a mix of sun and clouds today, becoming partly cloudy tonight. Again, a 10 to 20% chance of a few isolated showers. The Central Islands looking at partly sunny conditions at first, but a mix of sun and clouds by the afternoon, mainly fair tonight. And a mix of sun and clouds for the Southeastern Bahamas today, mainly fair tonight. Both the Central and Southeast Bahamas looking at about a 10% chance of showers. Winds southeast to south at 10 to 15 knots with higher gusts for the extreme northern islands. Southeasterly at 10 to 15 knots with higher gusts for the northwestern islands. And east to southeast at 10 to 15 knots with higher gusts for the central islands. Easterly at 15 to 20 knots with higher gusts for the southeastern Bahamas. Temperatures today, highs getting up to around 90 Fahrenheit, but the heat index will make you feel like it's 98 Fahrenheit. Overnight lows now getting down to about 80, 81 Fahrenheit. That's your first look at weather this morning. We'll have your extended outlook coming up in just a bit. This weather check brought to you by Star General Insurance, made simple.
It's a new day.
It is time for a break, but when we come back, we're discussing today's top stories right here on Morning Blend on Guardian Radio 96.9, your home for fresh news and smart talk all day.
Wake up.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to, more convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
If you're done with gas prices burning a hole through your wallet, stop paying the price and start driving the solution. A BYD EV from Easy Car Sales comes with an 80% drop in your fuel costs. So wave goodbye to gas lines and charge while you sleep. For 8 years, drivers like you have been breaking up with the pump and waking up to freedom. It's more than a car. It's a new way to be. It's a BYD from the one and only authorized dealer in the Bahamas. Visit easy242.com to learn more.
Looking to elevate your gadget game, or are tech troubles simply slowing you down? Escape to a world of innovation at Custom Computers, your go-to store for the latest cutting-edge tech. Whether you need to upgrade your life with the best from Apple and Windows, or your device needs a little TLC, the Custom Computers Know-How Store is the destination for unbeatable expertise and quality repairs. With two convenient locations, there's a Custom Computers near you on Patton Street in Palmdale and Cades Village, or call 396-1100.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Wake up. It's a new day. Wake up. It's a new day. It's the start of the start of a new day.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Thank you, CIBC, and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true. At CIBC, we're at the heart of all we do. We're on your side, we're listening, we know the way you feel. CIBC, ambitions made real.
No one likes a fender bender.
Aw, man.
From a little scratch to a full mashup, NUA Insurance has got you covered with auto insurance tailored to fit your needs and budget. For affordable rates with free on-site accident assistance, visit us online or in branch and just ask us. NUA Insurance. Ask us because we've got you covered.
Wake up. It's a new day. Wake up, it's a new day. It's the start of the start of a new way. It's the start of the end of the old way. Wake up, it's a new day.
Welcome back to Morning Blend on Guardian Radio 96.9. We are streaming live on GuardianTalkRadio.com and on the Guardian Radio app for smart devices. We're also on your televisions on Cable Bahamas, Channel 969, and BTC Flow, Channel 612. You can tweet us at Morning Blend 969 or Facebook.com/MorningBlend969. Text us on the Guardian Radio text line powered by BTC 422-4796. Standard text rate supply. Once again, I'm Dwight Strawn. Joining me now, Laverne Gardner. Laverne, good morning.
Good morning, Dwight. Good morning to our listeners.
Hope you're doing well.
That's all.
Oh, it's hot. That's what you said. Okay, yes, it's very hot, and it's just, it's going to be a long summer. It's going to be a hot summer. But great to be talking with you. We have a lot to get to this morning. The budget communication, quite a bit to talk about there. But also, later in business, we're going to be talking with BTVI. They have their summer professional development courses. Some of these are really interesting. We're going to get some details about that for you. That's all ahead on this Thursday. But right now, let's get into it. What's in the news? And in the news, before we get to the budget, remembering Rupert Roberts, the legend, the icon in business, in the grocery business especially, passed away yesterday, just a day before his birthday, at the age of 88. And the condolences continue to pour in from leaders in the country and all over, remembering the amazing things that Rupert Roberts was able to do. Turning Super Value into a powerhouse, the largest Bahamian-owned grocery chain, the largest in the country, Bahamian or not owned, right? It's just quite a success story there, and I don't think it's been told enough. Laverne, I mean, you're in Grand Bahama, so I don't know if you know, but do you know much about Super Value here? Any Providence and
don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know a lot about Super Value here. I mean, I know that it, from what I know, it's a big grocery store chain thing. And of course, I knew who Rupert Roberts was.
Right.
And so condolences to his family, his loved ones, his employees, everyone.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
On this loss.
Absolutely, and and very vocal about many things, including business, and especially food prices, and over the years has had quite a lot of sometimes controversial things to say, but always an entertaining man.
I always look forward to if something happened, you know, he would come and say, listen, food prices are going to go up.
Right.
Like, I'm not pretending.
Right.
Oh, it's not going to be. No. Food prices are going to go up.
So it's all both papers covering, of course, a lot on this and the tributes, and they will continue to pour in, I'm sure. And I'm sure we'll hear more on the history. And that deserves a show, actually, the transition, the changes with Super Value over time from when I was a kid to what it is now. It really is a transformation. And but may you rest in peace. May you rest in peace. And you can call in. You can call in and text us your condolences, your memories. I know a lot of people have worked for him over the years or know people who have worked for him. And so he's touched a lot of lives in the country. So the phone lines are lit up. I guess people want to talk about it. You can do that, and we'll get to the budget in a bit, as we said. But text us as well, 422-4796. You can tweet us. You can Facebook us. And we'll read those. 323-6232. Call in. 325-4316. 325-4259. Call us toll free. 242-300-5720. Tweet us, Facebook us, text us. 422-4796. I know Grand Bahama is an interesting place. I'm not being shady or anything, Laverne. I was always curious why Super Value never went full in. They're not there, right? Grand Bahama.
We don't have a Super Value.
I think that would have been an interesting place for them. No? My producer's shaking his head.
We don't know, you know. We don't know if they attempted and it didn't work out. We don't know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, that's another show to talk about.
Well,
what can work and what can't work there. But let's get to the phone lines. Good morning, caller, you're on the air.
Good morning, Dwight. Good morning, Laverne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dwight, you know, hi, Laverne. How are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful. Quite, you know, when it came to the prices of turkey during Thanksgiving and Christmas, I think more so I probably was Mr. Roberts' number one fan. I always used to give him a hard time, you know. But I learned another side of Mr. Roberts. You know, one of his former managers, who was my friend, said that a lady had bought a gallon of milk from another store, and she bought it back. She bought it to Walu, and she thought that they kept it. They carried that. She bought it from there.
Mm.
You know, but lo and behold, the manager told her that they don't carry the brand. So when he spoke to Mr. Robert, listen, give the lady a gallon of milk. You know, even though she didn't buy it, give her a gallon of milk. And so he asked Robert, why did he do it? But Robert said, because I would prefer to gain a customer and lose a gallon of milk. And then another man who was one of his maintenance managers, he had told him to go look for a house, and he's going to give him the down payment. So, you know, there's another side of Mr. Roberts, you know. So he had a heart of gold, according to employees. So this morning, I want to really send condolence to his family, to meet the family for value, and may they be comfort, may they find comfort that he's resting in the name of Jesus. I mourn his loss today.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Great stories there. It's really great stories. Wow. Yeah, you heard a lot about that. Prime Minister Davis saying that in the House yesterday, right? A lot of people didn't know just how generous he was. We didn't broadcast it like some other people do. Yeah, interesting. Let's take
what you're supposed to give, you know what I mean, Black?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not supposed to broadcast it and have a camera in your... Anyway, that's another topic for a different day.
You better believe it. Let's take this call. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Pleasant. Good morning, Dwight and Laverne.
Hi, good morning.
And I'd like to say
good
condolences
morning.
Out to the Roberts family. I grew up knowing about Mr. Rupert Roberts from a youngster. I heard you mention that he worked at a place off in Bay Street, I think it was through the corner of Bay Street and Charlotte Street North. Eventually, I think City Meat Market came into play. And I heard that one time he worked with the City Meat Market chain, as well, him along with Mr. Jerome Major. Jerome Major ended up having Centerville Grocery on Madera Street and East Avenue Centerville. Rupert Roberts, from what I remember, went into the Super Value chain. I think the first Super Value was on Madera Street.
No,
Nelly to Matthew Street.
Apparently it was East Street.
East Street?
In 1965, his first
Oh, I remember the one on Madera Street. Then he opened up one on Madera by Faith Temple, right to the corner left next to Mackey Street. That turned into Budget, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I remember knowing that some of the shareholders, Stanley Bain from Island Steel, did most of the steel work in Super Value. I know that Super Value, when I worked in Fresh Creek, Angeles, right on the corner where the Lighthouse Club on the main road. It was a big piece of property. He wanted to build a Super Value chain there. But the residents objected because he might have knocked most of the small Super Value, you know, the corner, the little convenience stores out of business. And then Super Value started moving on to a lot of other stuff. That's some of the things I know growing up and remember hearing the story. Mr. Finland, him, Mr. Finland, and Stanley Bain were shareholders, I think, at the time. And, you know, they had different reasons. The other thing I wanted to ask you, when we were talking about real property taxes, I remember, like, building government homes at one time cost about $118,000. Then when the appraisals came around, it went up to $150,000. Last appraisal I remember having, it kept going up. But the thing, what I'm saying is, I know that they gave us a tax break that anybody under $200,000 didn't have to pay real property tax. But as those people get older and the appraisal goes up to maybe the next time, I think real property will come around there to appraise my house maybe over 200, then I will have to start paying real property tax.
Well, I don't think that's the right number now, Sparky. But
what I'm saying is, then
it,
I'm
it has gone up.
At that time, I'm retired now. I'm living on pension. So if I have to pay real property tax, then it's going to devalue my income because now I don't have a job anymore. I just live on national insurance. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah. So
I have to pay real property because I know what happened to a friend of mine up in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Mother and father died, left them a home, and they used to pay like $1,000 a year real property tax. Now their home is valued much more now.
Yeah.
In the hundreds of thousands on the appraisal
value. So the threshold is higher than that, but there's also senior discounts. There's a lot of things they do to help. We can have them on again so they can explain that to folks.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just checking on those right now.
Yeah.
And I can call into you, but majority of times when I call in, it is the producer that says, Marty, I'm not letting you call into the show.
Okay.
It's not you, Dwight.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Interesting. Thank you for the call, though. Caller, let's take... good morning. You're on the air live.
Yeah. Good morning, Dwight. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, man. I would remember the staff through my mom. My mom was... Mr.
Ooh.
Roberts.
Oh, okay.
My mom worked for Sir Stafford Sons as a chef, and I think Mr. Roberts worked in Sir Stafford's parents' food store downtown many years ago as a young boy there. But I've known him for many years. He's a great man, and may his soul rest in peace.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. All right. So 13 locations. 13 locations throughout New Providence. Wow. Interesting stuff. All right. So this texter says here, Dwight, I met Mr. Roberts years ago. He gave me my first Christmas job. He was so personable and kind. Food prices went up as soon as he got ill. No, I don't know about that. I don't think you can say it like that. There's so many other factors. We've got a war in the Middle East. We've got... plenty of things happening that I don't know if I like where
that
you're going.
That was coincidence more than anything
right.
else.
Yeah. And there have been factors long before that, too, right? Prices have been on the rise. Mm-hmm. We've had the inflation issue since the pandemic. So it's a lot of global impacts causing this. And the manufacturers have raised their prices. The food, the global food giants have raised their prices for various reasons. So, no. And again, you know, when people say this stuff, but are their prices higher than the other places around here? I don't know about that. So they get, because they're the biggest, I think they get a lot of the flack.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you can go anywhere
else. But
not
necessarily that their prices are saying, but that's not necessarily.
No.
It's not necessarily that their prices are higher than everyone else.
No, in many cases,
other
they're not.
Food stores.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, the target, you're the big one, so you're the target. I guess that's how it seems. People are,
mm-hmm.
That's how people are. Anyway, but they go on to say that it's so sad that he's gone. May his soul rest in peace. Yeah. Wow. Okay. This is stupid text coming in.
Okay. Don't read it.
No, I'm not going to read it. But it doesn't make any sense. So, and maybe, yeah. People are strange. People are really strange. So maybe these folks are extremely loyal and don't go anywhere else to see what's happening everywhere else. And so maybe they don't understand. So that's it. That's just the way of the world. Oh, well. Well, they say all kinds of crazy things about us too, right?
Right.
So
you're right about that.
Yes, yes.
Especially you.
What? Especially me?
I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Oh, boy. Okay. The stories are coming in. All right. We'll just leave them on the text line. So, the budget communication. Laverne, did you watch it yesterday?
Why? You know I didn't watch it.
Hmm.
Why are you going to ask me if I watched it? And you knew I did not watch
the
it.
The public, the people.
But I want to say, thank you to you for sending it to me.
Oh yes.
I was able to watch it, and you sent it to me so that I could read it. So I want to say thank you publicly for doing.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So
people didn't need to know that.
I was just asking. You know, a lot of people stop what they're doing and watch these things.
I could not. I had some things that I had to take care of that required me to be away from my home.
I think you're the lucky one. We love Michael Halkidis, but the communication is often one of the most insomnia-curing exercises in the behavior in any given year in the Bahamas. But yeah, and yesterday was
maybe reading it was easier, right?
Probably.
Yeah. I could put my own inflection.
Mix up the accents, like do a different accent for each page. How many pages was it? 80 something? Although the font was big. But yeah. Okay, so the big takeaways. Government projects a $223 million surplus. This is like deja vu. We've got to play deja vu songs all morning. So this is pretty much what they said last year. Here we go again, even though it's unclear whether they'll make the surplus they projected last year, but they say they will. They say they will still have the surplus. It may come in a little bit lower than they had projected, but it's still going to be a surplus.
It's still going to happen.
But, of course, there's an asterisk, as Michael Pintar, the leader of the opposition, says, the only reason you're projecting a surplus is because you aren't paying your bills. And that's kind of wacky. But anyway, we'll get to the opposition in a bit. But so the government's projecting the surplus. Our Candia Dame's writing about it today in the NASA Guardian. The Davis administration's projecting a budget surplus of $223.1 million for the upcoming fiscal year, 2026-2027, which begins on July 1st. Delivering his first budget communication as Minister of Finance, Michael Halkidis Wednesday reported that while the fiscal deficit stood at $157 million in the first 9 months of the current fiscal year, up to March 31st, the government still expects a surplus when the final numbers for the full year are in. Yeah? Deficit of $157 million up to March.
But you're going to end up with a surplus The last time, did we end up with a surplus?
Have we ever?
Okay.
That projected surplus for 2025-2026 was $75 million. Halkidis is telling the NASA Guardian, though, the expectation that will come in at around $70 million. So, just a little bit off.
$5 million less.
What's that? What's $5 million when people are on here? Function in the hundreds of millions, right? So five is like nothing. So again, that's going to be April, May, June. Magically, they will be able to squeeze $70 million out of us.
Yay!
Halkidis told Parliament that the overall fiscal position remained supported by revenue growth, measured expenditure execution, and a continued primary surplus. That's the revenue that exceeds expenditure before debt payment. The 2026-2027 budget estimate for total revenue amounts to $4.4 billion, or 23.6% of GDP. Total expenditure is estimated to amount to $4.1 billion, or 22.4% of GDP. Recurrent expenditure amounts for $3.7 billion, or 20.1% of GDP. And capital expenditure for $415.8 million. The debt-to-GDP ratio is projected at 59.9%. Okay, so those numbers, that's for those financial people. They love to hear that stuff. For the rest of us, they just want to know what are going to be the tax breaks and are there going to be any tax increases? That's the stuff that gets people interested.
That's what common man is interested in.
Exactly. So, this is what we can expect. Among measures is a change in the real property tax system. This is what Sparky was talking about, with Halkidis noting a move to create a two-tier system that clearly distinguishes between Bahamian-owned and foreign-owned property. So this might make it easier for some folks, especially some of the elderly folks that Sparky was concerned about, right? Maybe. Halkita says that under this reform, a new category of foreign-owned property will be established, subject to a defined tax rate of 0.625% and a maximum cap of $200,000. This regime will no longer depend on how many days a person spends in the Bahamas. Instead, it will be determined by whether the property is used as a residence, replacing the former 180-day test with a clearer and more practical standard. Al-Qaeda said the first-time homeowner exemption under the Real Property Tax Act will be increased from $500,000 to $600,000. And he says, quote, this change creates a clearer and more consistent framework when it protects Bahamian homeowners while ensuring that foreign-owned properties contribute fairly, transparently, and responsibly to the tax base. Along similar lines, Al-Qaeda has noted plans to introduce a structured regime for foreign-owned recreational vessels and non-resident users of Bahamian waters. He said this will include a formal regime for foreign-owned recreational vessels, clear classification fee schedules, and defined anchorage zones to improve order, safety, and environmental management. And he says that these measures are not directed at Bahamian boaters, that they will ensure that foreign users contribute fairly to access or for access to our waters. All right, so with customs duties, Al-Qaeda's noted plans, human hair and wigs. People were freaking out about this yesterday, but he said it in the House yesterday. This was for patients with cancer or alopecia.
Yeah.
And similar conditions. So now how they're going to determine this?
That I just want to say, how right. do you determine that?
You have to present a right. certificate, a health certificate or something? I don't know. Or really, if you have a health
How does
store.
It work for, what will it work in terms of maybe individual person who's purchasing here or the company? Will they show, well, I am bringing this in specifically for?
Yeah, that's going. Right, that's right. going to be very interesting how they're going to determine this. I could see this. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll hopefully learn more during the debate. We'll learn more during the debate. But if there's going to be something that's going to be abused, they better watch that one there. He also noted duty rate reductions for common household plastic items like paper goods, tablecloths, and serviette sanitary products. He said, quote, these measures are targeted, practical, and designed to deliver real and meaningful relief to Bahamian households. He also noted plans to eliminate registration fees for non-motorized bicycles as well as modernize the regulatory framework for electric bicycles and ensure proper registration is simple and acceptable to encourage safe and efficient means to transportation. Okay, so this is an interesting thing there because there's a whole lot of people who have never registered their bikes before and they're riding them all over the place. But to right. eliminate the registration fees, I think that could okay. be helpful. I'm sure there's some cons to that too, though. But yeah, okay. All right. As it relates to electricity costs, Al-Qaeda's noted plans to advance energy equity through legislation to ensure family islanders are not subject to higher electricity costs simply because of where they live. And I made some notes as well. He talked about fixed penalties for environmental infractions. He talked about for EVs, lower licensing fees for EVs, which is really interesting. And he talked about ATVs, and I'm going to need to hear more about that, though. But
what about ATV? Is it being banned?
No, but formalizing the registration process and other things he said, I hope that doesn't mean, again, we're waiting for the debate, hope that doesn't mean that we are going to see more of these being used as regular transportation. On the streets of New Providence especially, because that would be really crazy. But maybe not. Maybe that's not what that means. So we will see. We will see. So, with what we heard yesterday, the changes pale in comparison to more drastic measures implemented by the Davis administration in the past, which have included a reduction in the VAT rate to 10% in 2022, followed by, more recently, elimination of the tax on food items in grocery stores, and the introduction of the domestic minimum top-up tax, which targets high-earning multinational enterprises, was a key measure introduced
a few years back by the Davis administration. Alkita said yesterday that while the revenue collections could be higher than the $130 million that was initially projected, he said, quote, at the time of last year's budget preparation, the anticipated taxpayer base was expected to be fewer than five taxpayers. That's for the domestic minimum top-up tax, multinational enterprises. Five? However, recent information indicates that the number of taxpayers could exceed this projection, and this would have a positive impact on the overall year-end fiscal position. Okay, well, interesting stuff there. Other things that people are paying attention to, FOIA, the budget. You remember, we've had issues, many have had issues with this in the past. And even though the Davis administration has promised to fully implement FOIA during this second term, it only budgeted $104,000 for the office in the upcoming fiscal year, which is the same as it's been in the past few years. And even more disturbing, according to government figures, the office spent only $92,000 of its budgeted $140,000 in the 2024-2025 fiscal year. And so far in this fiscal year, the first 9 months, the office spent just $56,000. Critics have said that the department needs about $1 million to be functional. Last week in the speech from the throne, read by Governor General Dame Cynthia Mother Pratt, the government pledged to expand and fully implement freedom of information and ensure that public bodies maintain trained FOIA officers and disclosure systems. But how will that be done with a $140,000 budget? And Beaches and Parks, Laverne, has already exceeded its budget at this point. No surprise there. All right, so we'll get to what the opposition is saying about what was claimed yesterday, but we want to hear from you, what you heard, what stood out for you, what you didn't hear, what you might hear over the next few weeks. Give us a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, toll free, 242-300-5720. Tweet us, Facebook us, text us, 422-4796. Standard text rate supply. Let's go to the phone lines and we'll get to your text messages. Caller, good morning. You're on the air. Hi, good morning. You're live.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Strong. How are you doing, sir?
You
all right?
I can't do it. Every time we do, I'm sorry. You send us to a place. No. We can't do it. All right. This person says here.
Not willing to take the chance?
No. Because no matter how many times, it always ends up and, you know, I'm on. I can't do it. Maybe you can pre-record messages and send it to us. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. This person says that y'all better stop about alopecia. What is your issue? I don't understand.
That's a genuine thing for some people.
It is. What's the problem? Okay. This person says here, oh boy. So the text line is just now taken over by what's happened. I can't. You're sending these. You know we can't read these messages. Drug dealers.
Okay.
What? Texter says, any mention of fines for dog owners who do not ensure the dog is enclosed in the yard is already a law. It's already there. Yeah. So they don't need to talk about that. There are rules. There are tons of people violating it, especially in Eastern Providence. Good Lord. I don't know. But yeah, there are already rules. Now, can you get anyone to enforce it? That's a bigger problem. This person says, oh, no, everyone's coming for alopecia. Why? This is a real thing. Ask Jada Pinkett Smith, remember? People
really?
People getting slapped for this. Don't make fun of alopecia.
That's what you're going
to
use.
Well, I mean, you have to remember the infamous slap. This person says they will determine who has alopecia and needs wigs the same way they determine who's in a gang. Self-disclosure, of course.
Hmm. Everybody's so negative.
Wow. Let's take this call. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Hi.
I was just wondering if the government can still pay off Mr. Leslie Miller debt. Have you heard anything about it?
Not since the last time we talked about it.
All right, I know they're going to sweep that under the rug. The new government is in power, so they will do it. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, well, I don't know if they would, if they will, but
that's it.
Sure.
But I think if I'm mistaken, did the government say that they would, or did they?
They said it was a proposal, right?
It was a proposal, mm-hmm. but nothing had been finalized.
Right.
They were discussing to see how or what could be.
That's the last thing we heard, yes.
That is the last thing, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This text says, the beaches and parks budget, I boldly grudge it. When tour beaches look like expletive and visibly neglected, I won't even carry my children to Goodman's Bay. Okay. Wow. This text says, my mom has alopecia. It's been an adjustment for her. But thank God for those wigs. See, it's going to be helpful. Again, we just need to know the details. How will they determine this?
Know how it's a real thing for people. You know, there are people who've lost their hair due to medical reasons. Mm-hmm. So it's a real thing. The question now is how do we make that determination?
I have to go back. I think it was around page Laverne. You remember what page it was? So many pages. It was around the 50s. Did I see beards? Because that's kind of strange.
They said it won't apply to fake beards.
It won't apply to fake beards?
Like, yeah. I don't know if it's a thing where people are, I don't know. I don't know.
What does that mean?
Clearly, I don't have a beard, right? It has to do with, like, it doesn't apply, I guess, maybe for if you're doing it for cosmetic reasons. You want a fuller beard.
So beards will not be included.
Right.
Right. Let's see. I've got it right here. I found it. It's 50. Page 52.
Okay, because I was trying to get down to 50.
Right. To help patients with cancer, alopecia, and similar conditions, we are revising the treatment of human hair and wigs by reducing duties and creating clear classifications so they are no longer grouped with cosmetic items like fake beards, false beards, or eyelashes. Ah, right. So, yes, because that wouldn't... that makes sense. Okay. We got to go to the news. We'll pick this up on the other side. This is Morning Blend on Guardian Radio 96.9. You feeling some deja vu? I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Stay with us.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Morning Blend on Guardian Radio 96.9. We are streaming live on GuardianTalkRadio.com and on the Guardian Radio app for smart devices. Also on your televisions on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 and BTC Flow Channel 612. You can tweet us at MorningBlend969 or Facebook.com/MorningBlend969. Text us 422-4796. And now at 8:20, it is time for another check of your weather for today, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. So we've got most of the country on the western end of a dominant high-pressure system that is producing a stable air mass supporting low rain chances in very warm and humid conditions. That's for now. That's going to change. The high-pressure ridge will shift eastwards late tonight, allowing rich tropical moisture to move into the area from the Caribbean Sea. And this developing pattern will support cloudier skies, increasing shower and thunderstorm activity, mainly for the northern and northwest Bahamas, that will continue straight through the weekend. Unsettled weather expected to continue into next week, especially across the northern half of the country, as additional tropical moisture will move into the area along with a prefrontal trough. So that's coming. For today, though, there's still a moderate risk of dangerous rip currents along East Coast and Atlantic exposed beaches. Beachgoers and swimmers should exercise caution. And it's going to feel very warm, and the UV indices are going to be high as well. So keep that in mind today. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy to a mix of sun and clouds across most of the country. By evening, though, most areas looking at fair conditions. Only about a 10 to 20% chance of showers with isolated thunderstorms. Higher gusts for the central and southeast Bahamas. High temperatures expected near 90 Fahrenheit, 32 Celsius, but the heat index will make it feel like it's as hot as 98 Fahrenheit, 37 Celsius. Overnight lows tonight getting down about 79, 80, 81 Fahrenheit, between about 26, 27 Celsius. In your extended outlook for tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy to cloudy with a few overcast periods during mainly partly cloudy to cloudy at night for the northern half of the country, a mix of sun and clouds through the day for the central and southeast Bahamas, becoming partly cloudy at night with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms for the northern half of the country. By Saturday, cloudy with overcast periods for most areas, a 30 to 50% chance of widely scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, especially for the northern half of the country. Up to a 50 to 70% chance of showers with thunderstorms by Sunday, with mostly cloudy conditions for most areas. And as we start the new month, on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds for most areas, and still a 30 to 40% chance of showers. New month and the hurricane season officially kicks off on Monday. That's your Morning Blend weather check, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. If you're ready to refresh your space, head to your local Sherwin-Williams for premium paint, pro tips, and everyday deals, and make it easy to get started. And it's time for a check of traffic, brought to you by Anyway Insurance Agents and Brokers. So we've got a number of hot spots as usual. Milo Butler Highway, heavy traffic for you. Well south of the Fire Trail roundabout, you'll see that northbound traffic just basically north of Carmichael Road. You'll run into that straight through the Fire Trail roundabout all the way up to Tawny Pool's Darling Highway. Very heavy traffic this morning, and a lot of backed up traffic along Tawny Pool's Darling Highway, west and eastbound approaching that roundabout. Once you get north of that area, you'll see flowing traffic, but it's busy as you make your way to the six-legged roundabout, especially on the John F. Kennedy Drive side. That's eastbound. Over on Glasson Road, not looking so bad until you get to Munnings Road. Some slow-moving northbound traffic there. And on West Bay Street, you've got heavy traffic as you approach Saunders Beach and the roundabout with New Providence Highway for eastbound travelers. Blue Hill Road and East Street, heavy traffic for you northbound, especially if you're on Blue Hill north of Carmichael on the way to Independence Drive, the roundabout. Independence Drive backed up both directions, east and westbound, especially eastbound this morning. And East Street, north and south of the Soldier Road intersection, you'll be seeing that slow-moving northbound traffic as you make your way to that Independence Drive east-west highway roundabout. Even north of that area onto Robinson Road, and making your way to Wolford, you'll see that slow-moving traffic on East Street. On the other side of Robinson Road, you've got that Prince Charles Drive traffic, westbound, heavy, heavy traffic for you from Soldier all the way up to Marathon, East West Highway. And the major intersections along Prince Charles Drive, also slow-moving traffic. Soldier Road north of that intersection is also seeing some slow-moving traffic on the way to Bernard Wolf and Village Road. Those are your hot spots. It's your real-time traffic and your Morning Blend traffic alert brought to you by NUA Insurance, agents and brokers. Whether you prefer a face-to-face chat or handling things online, they've got you covered. Visit NUAinsurance.com for an instant motor quote or stop by your nearest branch today.
We understand that a secure future is the greatest gift you can give your employees. That's why our tailor-made group pension solutions are designed to fit the needs of both large and small companies. With CFAL, you can provide the retirement you and your employees deserve, ensuring peace of mind and financial stability for years to come. Join the many businesses that have already entrusted CFAL to create the right pension plan for their employees and let us help you build a brighter future for your team. Visit us at CFAL.com to get started on building wealth so you can live well. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
CFAL is a proud sponsor of Team Bahamas for the 2026 CARIFTA Games.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Bank of CIBC and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true. At CIBC, we're at the heart of all we do. We're on your side, we're listening. CIBC, ambitions stay real.
Wendy's has brand new chicken tenders. And they're everything you've been craving. Crispy, juicy, and seasoned just right. These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite. Dip them, dunk them,
love them.
With sauces like sweet chili,
fortune hot,
ranch,
custard,
and Wendy's signature sauce. Grab them as a kid's meal. Enjoy them on their own. Or make it a combo that hits the spot every time. For tenders you're gonna know by name, it's gotta be Wendy's.
Here's a sure-winning art store moment. From Shelley and Dee Dee.
We're the only full art store in the Bahamas. If we don't have it, we make a list. And trust me, our boss can get that. If you need that, he gonna get that.
You can find sketchbooks, acrylics, the canvases in all sizes, stencils. We have the Angelus that they use on shoes and letters. We're the only persons in Nassau that carries the Montana spray. We have the Krylon sprays, watercolor and paints, the oil, chalk paints, the alcohol paint, metallic paints, the little flow trawl. Mm-hmm. And we have cleaning products for the artists, thinning products for the artists, and Crayola colors, and glitters, pencils, the Posca markers, and pastels, oil and the acrylic pastels, dyes. Oh, yeah. We also have airbrush paint. I don't forget that part of the movie. Gift sets, hobby craft,
oil shrimp, please. Stew shrimp, shrimp gumbo. But art supplies. We have a lot of them. Sherwin Williams Art Store. Find color.
We heard you. Due to the request for more time, the Tourism Development Corporation is extending the Student Innovation Pitch Competition. Final application deadline, May 23rd. Competition date, now June 6th at Bahamwar Convention Center. If you're ages 10 to 18 with a business idea, invention, or vision for the Bahamas, this is your moment. Green economy, blue economy, orange economy, up to $50,000 in grants up for grabs. Out Island youth, we need you in on this too. The Tourism Development Corporation wants to support you and our future.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
This is insane. All you did was say hello. Speak my name, feeling your love like a love I used to know long ago. How can it be? You're a different space and time. Come to me. Feel like I'm home in a place I used to know long ago.
We are back with Morning Blend on Guardian Radio 96.9. Dwight Strano with Laverne Gardner. Got a little bit of deja vu with the budget communication. It just seems remarkably similar to what some of the ones we've heard before. But that's just how it is, right, Laverne? No? Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, coming up, we're going to continue talking about that, but also we're going to be getting information about the 2026 Disability Empowerment Month Donation Day, which is coming up very soon. We're going to find out more about that and how you can help with this. And then later in business, we are talking with BTVI about their summer professional development courses. All right, so we just want to wrap up our discussion here. Laverne, we are back. So she's got some issues we're going to sort her out. All right, so we got a lot of your text messages, and I want to go back to what the minister said, Minister Halkidis, Minister of Finance, said about some of those the changes they're going to be making over the next fiscal year, right? So this texter says here, who are they helping? First-time homeowners when most of the public can't afford to build? This really questions who they really trying to help. Texter, I don't understand your text. So we talked about this yesterday, that if you go, yeah, people will not be able to afford to buy a home. But those are not the only prices out there. There are prices lower, and then there are people who are still able to buy a home. Yeah, many can't, but not all can't afford, right? So this will help. This will help some people. It will. It will. It's not going to help everybody, but that's how it is. That's how it is. And for those people, it'll be a great help. A great help. Laverne, you're back? All right, so she's having an issue. We'll get her back in a second. Continue to call them while we read the rest of your messages. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Call us toll-free, 242-300-5720. This person says here, forgive me, but I am skeptical about the whole alopecia reason. I more so believe some politician's wife or girlfriend would like to venture into the hair supply business. Oh, boy. And wants that duty of 45% to be reduced, similar to the MP. Okay. Oh, boy. Unsure if men know this, but a good human wig can cost anywhere from $250 plus. I'm sure someone has done the math on the import of hair and see it as a feasible business if the duty is reduced. Let's wait and see what massive hair company pops up in the next few months. And, hey, we understand. We understand the skepticism, but we're hoping that there will be some way that you can prove that you actually have a medical condition and this will not be abused. I don't know how it's going to function, but the details, we'll wait for the details in the budget debate. But I get your concern. This person says, my deepest condolences and prayers go out to the Roberts family and the entire Super Value family. May his precious soul rest in peace and rise in glory under the quickening power of the Holy Ghost. About 45 years ago, I started my journey as a 12-year-old packing boy at the Blue Hill Road Super Value, hired by the manager, Mr. Monroe. I never spoke directly to Mr. Roberts back then. I only knew him from a distance during his weekly store visits. During one of those visits, I witnessed a moment that taught me one of the most memorable life lessons I have learned. And Mr. Roberts was in the store with his young daughter. She wanted candy from the shelf. Instead of just taking it, I watched Mr. Roberts pick up the candy, lead his daughter to the customer line, wait his turn, and hand her the money to pay the cashier. As a young boy, that single act showed me the true meaning of humility in leadership, integrity in action, and positive role modeling for the next generation. Wow. That's great. 2 years ago, I finally had the honor of meeting Mr. Roberts, one of my indirect mentors. Outside the Super Value headquarters, it was a beautiful full-circle moment. I was at the office that day to receive a sponsorship check from Super Value for the Boys and Young Men Mentoring Program that I now lead. That experience taught me that role modeling is both direct and indirect. Mr. Roberts never knew it, but his simple act of leading by example stayed with me for over four decades. It serves as a daily reminder in my mentorship work. We're always impacting people we have never met. Rest well, Mr. Roberts. Your legacy lives on. Wow, that is a powerful text there. Thank you so much for sending that this morning. It's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Wow. All right. This person says, hey, I wish the Guardian would not repeat outlandish budget surplus pronouncements without context or pushback. Texter. At minimum, speaking about the historic surplus while the entire population is under extraordinary price pressures, the government is spending. You're wrong. You can't be upset with the messenger. This is just telling you what the people say. You want to be upset? Talk to your MP. Talk to the cabinet. There's a whole lot of them for you to pick from. That's what they're telling you. And they're claiming still that they will have a surplus by the end of June when this fiscal year is up. You can't get mad. Can't get mad at us. Huh? And you read these articles. Don't just read the headlines. There's tons of questions.
So they're upset because we are reporting the news?
Yeah. The tons of statements in the articles are telling you, well, historically, and at the moment, the deficit is still, and there are bills to be paid. So don't just read headlines and make crazy statements. And don't get mad at the messenger. Let's be mature here, please. But yeah, I tell you, you could pick and choose. Well, how many people in the cabinet? 78? You go and find out, right, all that you, go talk to one of them. But anyway. That's exactly.
How many in the cabinet?
Sorry, 79.
78. 79.
Could be 80 now. I don't know. It's a lot.
You never know.
So don't get mad at us. Come on. All right. So I wanted to get to this. We talked about this earlier. Just to read directly from what Minister Halkidis had to say. He said we are introducing structured, transparent fee schedules across the environmental approvals process, where project-based fees will now reflect the complexity of the project. We're also modernizing the motor vehicle registration system through, one, a new weight-based vehicle classification framework. That's going to be interesting.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, if your car weighs a lot, you may pay more to register it.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's weird. Based on that line.
Maybe we'll learn more on the debate, because I don't understand that one.
Well, all of you who love your big 8-row SUVs, big V8 gas-guzzling SUVs, good luck to you. Number two, the introduction of a dedicated category for electric vehicles, which will lower licensing fees, recognizing their carbon-neutral impact on the environment. That's pretty interesting. Yeah. And three, this is the part I was telling you about. The formal integration of ATVs and recreational vehicles into the licensing regime. See? All right. So, you know, but hopefully there will be guidelines.
There isn't a way to register them, or what's happening now?
Well, people probably just doing whatever they want. Maybe some are licensed, maybe some are not. I don't know. But I do hope, as I said before, I do hope that does not mean that people are going to be seeing this as, oh, this is my personal vehicle, and I use this ATV up and down the streets to go to work on a Tuesday.
Dwight, that may very well happen.
It's happening already.
Okay.
And we don't need it to, anyway. We'll see. All right, so, lots of people have theories about the electric vehicle thing, but there are plenty of people selling electric vehicles, not just any one person. And there are plenty of people owning, right? And more people owning than owning the vehicles and owning the companies that sell them. So that could benefit a lot of people. But, yeah, there are a lot of different companies. He's talking about carbon footprint, right? And this, our prime minister is all over the world telling people that about the dangers of the impacts on our environment, and this would be a way to practice what you preach. No? Okay. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Let's get through these messages before we have to take a break. This person says here, okay. Dwight, you know that alopecia reason is BS. Whoa, you're talking about deja vu, right? We've seen this before. Yes or no, Dwight? Yes or no? They're coming from me now. Okay. I don't know that it is. I don't know that at all. I mean, we had a text this morning. Somebody says their mother has it, and this, thank goodness for these wigs. I'm sure it gets costly. And cancer, as we know, is rampant in the country. So it might be quite helpful. Again, how they will execute this, that's the question. That's the question. Oh, boy, everybody's talking about the hair thing. Oh, my goodness. This hair has to be the fake people in Parliament along with the fake hair politicians. What? Wouldn't speak about transgender. What the heck is going on? What is the message about? Can't believe nonsense and a budget surplus. Why can't I have a surplus in my budget after paying all my bills and taxes? You very well could. What do you got to reevaluate your choices, right? No? Make it make sense, people. Payday gone and nothing left. Well, I mean, you got to put your budget
nothing
out there.
You can say, there's nothing you can say to that.
No, there's a lot I could say. There's a lot I could say.
Like, that is the reality for many people.
Let me put your budget out there. Let's see what you do.
Payday, there are people who have cut everything that they can.
You sure?
They have yet. I'm not talking. Yes, we have people that maybe will be considered wasteful and have their priorities mixed up, but we cannot minimize the fact that there are people out about everything they can cut who've done every single thing that's been recommended, and yet somehow they do not have anything.
And I'm sure there are a few, but they're more who.
And I think it's more than a few.
Okay. But there are plenty more, especially the ones making the noise, who are doing some things that, you know, this is exactly how you waste your money.
Jobs and still. There are people working through jobs and still.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, sure. Anyway, I'm not going to say it today. There's plenty of things that I could say. That's
There are, but I'm just.
But like I said,
midst of all of that, there are people who are genuinely struggling.
I'm sure.
And it's not because they've been wasteful; they haven't prioritized.
Okay, I'm sure.
It's costly living in this.
Oh, country. Absolutely. Everybody knows that. If everybody were to put up. Print on 82 pages, their budget and what they spend money on and all the things they do every day and after work and where they go before they get home and, right? And let's look and see. I bet you say, well, this is several thousand right here that you didn't need to do. But,
Guess what? You're
right. Talking to me, too. Talking to myself, too.
Yeah. For some, you are absolutely right. For others, you'll also look at that and say, how are you living? You'd be shocked. How are you making this work?
Indeed. Indeed. One call, and then we'll read these messages, and we got to take a break. Good morning, call. You're on the air. Hi, good morning. Are you there?
Yes. I'm here, Dwight. Dwight, I have to agree with you. Our grandparents, they was on the island. They was in looking for no politics. They was illiterate. They bought houses. They bought land. And we here go with the college of university. And then we just blow our money, man. You know. So I have to agree with you 100%.
Not everybody, but a lot of people. A lot of people. Definitely. Thank you very much. A lot of people. Yeah. This person says that no one is talking about the increase for business license fees for those with sales of $150,000. That's a small business. Why are they making it more expensive for small business? People are talking about it. You're going to hear a lot more about that over the next few days, without a doubt. Now you see where the hidden taxes are coming in. Like I said, this government likes to tax. I think they all do. I met Mr. Roberts many years ago when he gave me my first job. He was a personable. He was so personable and kind. Food prices. Okay, we read that already. Okay. We are seeing real-time policies geared towards politicians' businesses. Yikes. Okay. No comment, Laverne. Nothing. I've got words, but I can't string them together. But see, the thing is, again, the cabinet is so huge that these people have been or are in so many industries and businesses that it looks like it'll be just them benefiting from it, perhaps, possibly, but it's many other people too, though. But I do get where you're going, and it. Okay. How is it that a weight-based vehicle classification for licensing when the same system already exists? I pay $600 to license a truck because it's over 600 tons. I mean, but this is a commercial truck you're talking about, right? 600 tons. I think this is going to be perhaps private vehicles. I don't know. We'll hear soon. We'll hear soon.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
That's because we don't have the details really for anything and how it would work. You know, this is just the plans, and as the days and weeks progress, we'll find out more information. But for some things, or just reading it on the outset, it doesn't make any sense or whatever. So it's better for us just to not attach anything to it other than this is what was said.
Yeah. This texture says here, the government anticipated surplus is not helping me and many more people. We are struggling from payday to payday.
And like at the end of the day, that's really what it comes down to. We get these budget communications, but people are looking to see how it's going to impact them. How am I going to benefit from this? How is my life going to improve? That's what people, they want to be able to see. That's it.
All right. So, oh boy. So we've got two types of text messages. All the text messages are on two things only.
So the
hair and electric vehicles. So again, there are many different people selling electric vehicles. And it would be interesting for there to be, they have the numbers on who sells the most, and it's not who you're thinking. They are definitely they've been lobbying for things for years. Just because it looks like it might be geared towards one person doesn't mean that is the reality. And that could apply that to everything in any budget. Yes, it just so happens that this will benefit a company that you might have been associated with, but again, there are others in the same space. And if we function like this, we'll never get anything done, right? If you say, well, you can't get that reduced because that company you were with 5 years ago will benefit, but maybe it makes sense. Maybe a case has been made for it. So you could be skeptical and run your blood pressure up, but is it really? You would be shocked how many people will be ecstatic by some of these announcements. Right? Regular working people are going to benefit from some of these things. But, yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway, these messages, we go to the break. This person says here, guess we know which companies gave a few dollars towards progress. No, boy. The increase in gambling houses and burden of gamblers per household is our problem. Also, why tax vehicles? What? Well, why tax? Wealthy tax vehicles and government not paving roads? Oh, why tax vehicles when the government's not paving roads and this causes vehicle damage? Well, okay. I mean, they're paving roads, maybe not at the speed you'd like. Still lots of problems. Eastern Road is possessed by demons, but, you know, they say this is, your number is not making sense. Not a commercial truck, but I do remember what you're talking about there. It's going to be more widespread, I guess, but we'll see. We'll know in a few weeks. Can we agree that there's an inordinate number of people with less than $5,000 in their savings account? Let's start there. Factor in the cost of lodging and food. Nothing left. I now pay over $600 for my everyday Silverado 2.7 engine. So, yeah, wow. Didn't we just have an election and the people spoke loudly? Why are they complaining? I don't think you understand how things work. If I didn't, I think they're saying no, they would. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on. Words are missing. My condolences to Super Value and the Roberts family. This has been my food store of choice for many years. May his soul rest in peace. Absolutely. And this person says here, if it was being lobbied for in the past years, the irony is that it's being done now because certain people are there. And so now his apparent broad approval. Maybe, maybe not. There have been different adjustments over the years. Every year there's, you know, I don't know.
I think it's to be expected. Right. Yeah. You know, we're going to get.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And as certain decisions are made and things happen during this 5 years, we're going to get more responses like.
Yeah. Wow. All right. This final text here. They're talking about surpluses, but the Ministry of Health still owes me in excess of $10,000 in overtime pay for 6 years. Wow.
Wow.
And this petty text here, maybe they should have this already written in, but there should be a two-person limit on the wigs for people with alopecia and, of course, no exceptions for businesses, maybe tax returns for customers with medical letters. And maybe that's how they will do it. I don't know. Maybe it won't be. I can't explain it. But if you want to buy directly from the business, it's going to be interesting to see how they do it. It's going to, clearly, this is going to work the people into a frenzy. Who would have thought? Wigs. Wigs. Let's set the people in a tizzy. We'll be back. This is Morning Blend on Guardian Radio 96.9.
How can it be? You're a different space and time.
No one likes a fender bender.
Aw, man.
From a little scratch to a full mashup, NUE Insurance has got you covered with auto insurance tailored to fit your needs and budget. For affordable rates with free on-site accident assistance, visit us online or in branch and just ask us. NUE Insurance. Ask us because we've got you covered.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let
corporate masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Get in the Master Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
In the world of business, technology is not a choice. It's a necessity. And for businesses that demand excellence, there's only one choice for unparalleled support and cutting-edge technology. Custom Computers. You have challenges and we have solutions. Computing, networking, storage, and printing for enterprises large and small, aligned with premium brands like HP, Microsoft, Konica Minolta, and more. Get tech done the right way with Custom Computers. Call the know-how team at 396-1101.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashi Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clocks and Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
Give a little bit of your love to me. I'll give a little bit of my love to you. There's so much that we need to share, so send a smile and show you care.
We are back with Morning Blend on Guardian Radio 96.9. Dwight Strawn along with Laverne Gardner. And it's almost here, the 2026 Disability Empowerment Month Donation Day. Here to tell us all about it, we're very pleased to have back with us from the Disability Empowerment Outreach Group, Kendrick Roll, and from Atos Holdings, Tess Mullings and Jay Cello. I hope we got everybody's names right. Good morning, folks. Great to have you with us.
Good morning to you, and good morning to your listening audience.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. All right.
Good morning.
Kendrick, remind us what the Disability Empowerment Outreach Group is all about and the work that you do.
Well, Disability Empowerment Outreach Group is designed to create avenues that will empower and improve the quality of life for persons with disabilities living throughout the Commonwealth of Bahamas. It was designed just a few years ago, but we are piggybacking from our nonprofit, which is the Bahamas Coalition of Advocates for Disability Awareness and Services. And of course, you know, I'm intimately involved as I just recently serve as the Deputy Chairman for the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities. So I am well aware of the needs of persons with disabilities here in the country, and I do understand a lot of the challenges that the government have in executing its duties on their behalf. And so it takes the efforts of independent individuals and corporate Bahamas to come out there and give them the helping hand so that persons with disabilities can just benefit more and just achieve more opportunities to improve their quality of life.
Wow. So how did Donation Day come about?
Well, we have for years just always go on the roadside. That would either be in May or November. And then just through brainstorming with the team, we just decided that the last day in May would be our donation day when we decided to introduce Disability Empowerment Month just 2 years ago. This is going to be our third Disability Empowerment Month. And Disability Empowerment came about on the 10th anniversary of the introduction of the Equal Opportunities Act and the formation of the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities.
Right, we remember. All right. So you're partnering with ATOS and others. Tell us about that and how this partnership works and what the public needs to do to be able to help you all out.
Okay. So traditionally, donation day would be we'd have our jugs or buckets and we'd be at roundabouts and street corners and what's not. And so that got kind of hectic and dangerous, especially for our persons with disabilities and wheelchairs and other challenges out there trying to get donations. So what we did, we approached local eateries because we know persons on the weekend would go out and buy food for them and their family. So we determined it would be more safe to, if we were set up at local eateries and just ask those persons when they go to dine. Well, the promotion is called Dine Out and Donate. So when they go to pick up their food, we'll have our donation bins right there, and they just can make a donation towards our cause for the community of persons with disabilities, where there's our training programs, our ICON awards, our Empowerment Month activities, our camp inclusion or access ride. We have all them listed on the fly. Just make a kind donation, and it will go a long way for improving the life of persons with disabilities. So we were able to convince ATOS Bahamas to jump on board with us with their signature sports, Marco's Pizza and Popeyes. And then we're also able to convince a local eatery, which is Bamboo Shack, to come on board. And so those are our 4 points this weekend.
Okay.
So good morning, everyone. I have a question. How has this new initiative, I know you talk about the safety challenges that going out on the corner, I'm assuming at the lights and, you know, trying to get donations like that. Has this way been more successful?
Well, this is the first time we've done it this way.
This is
the introduction.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. All right. So, Tess, Jay, Shallow, tell us about why ATOS decided to partner and how this will work exactly on Saturday.
Hi, Dwight. So this is Anne-Marie and Tess on the line.
Okay.
From ATOS. I just wanted to clarify.
Okay,
so
great.
Thank you for having us again this morning. And we just want to use this opportunity to just speak briefly about our involvement with this year's program. And obviously, as Mr. Rowe just graciously confirmed, we at Marco's and Popeyes are incredibly proud of being able to partner with such a meaningful initiative in the community this year. I did not realize that this comes on the backs of the Equal Opportunity Act. And that this is the third year, but nonetheless, we are obviously very proud and delighted of being able to partner with the Disability Outreach Group for donation for Disability Day that is happening this coming Saturday. And in speaking with Mr. Roll, we realized that all of the efforts that they have done is really a three-pronged approach, wanting to look at promoting awareness, inclusion, as well as accessibility for persons with disabilities in our community. And we realized that there should be equal opportunities and equal access. So this is very much important to our brands. And it gives us an opportunity just to really partner with such a meaningful cause. So we're, as I said, really proud of being able to partner with their group this year. And we'd like to continue to commend Mr. Roll, all of the volunteers that will be coming out who have helped with organizing this year's event. And I'm going to kick it to Tess because she's going to just give a little bit more of the specifics for Saturday just to remind persons about the importance of the event and encouraging you to come out. Go ahead, Tess.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Yes.
Tess.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Good morning. So let's work together and dine out and donate on Saturday, May 30th. That's from noon to 8 p.m. All Popeyes in Nassau and Freeport, all Marco's Pizza in Nassau and Freeport. So everything that's donated, you know, empower your dollar.
So you're just being asked to tag on to add some a couple of dollars onto your bill. Yeah?
That's it. So, okay. Yes, after you come and you dine out, just make a small donation and power your dollar.
Yep.
Let's help one another.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds very simple. All right. Great stuff. And Hendrik, how much, again, will this help you all? Help any specific projects you have working on right now? Tell us more about that.
You know, Access Rising is the ministry and passion for me. You know, persons with disabilities always have transportation issues, and simply because they cannot afford it. And so we're still aiming to either purchase vehicles or partner with persons who provide the transportation so that we can help facilitate some of that cost, rather than our persons with disability have to pay such a high cost for non-emergency.
Okay, great stuff. And if by any chance, which, you know, this is pretty easy to get out there on Saturday.
Disability Icon Awards coming up this June, the 13th. We're having the Icon Awards. And so donations from that will help us be able to cover the overhead expenses for the Icon Awards and the purchase, the awards, the venue, and all the other stuff that goes along with it. Because we don't want to be placing a hefty cost on especially persons with disabilities who want to attend that event. And then we're going to be awarding some 17, 18 persons with disabilities in various categories who are thriving out there between education, student of the year. We have entrepreneurs with disabilities, employees with disabilities, advocates, all those various areas. We want to give them awards for their efforts over the past 2 years. And of course, our media of the year, I think Guardian would have gotten that once or twice.
Right, yes. Thank you very much. All right, so if you're not able to make it on Saturday, how do you donate? Is there another way that you can get some?
Well, yes. Yeah. But let me just say thanks to Commonwealth Bank. At all the locations, we're going to have a card machine. So if you do not have cash, you're paying with card. That is no cash, no problem. You come over to the table and you can still make a donation using your card. Also, we are creating a link that will be shared if you WhatsApp 816-2642. That's 816-2642. We'll share the link with you. And through Commonwealth Bank Merchant, you'll be able to make a donation through your credit card also.
Okay, that is great stuff. Remind folks again, Tess, what's happening on Saturday, which locations we can go and dine out and donate.
Yes, you can dine out and donate on May 30th at all Popeyes in Nassau and Freeport and all Marco's Pizza in Nassau and Freeport. From noon to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And I'll plug in that we'll also be at Bamboo Shack.
And Bamboo Shack.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. Not the Bamboo Shack. Not the Impose on Atos. We are happy for you. You're an international brand, but we have to also recognize our local brand who also came on board to want to be able to support Tingham. So, you know, enough for everybody. Everyone can go and dine and donate at their favorite eatery, and we'll be right there in their face to take donations, and it's all for a worthy cause.
Right, okay, and that's going to be at all the Bamboo Shack locations as well?
Yes, all. Okay. But all Bamboo Shack.
Great stuff. Great to see Corporate Bahamas coming together to support something like this. It is wonderful stuff. Atos, congratulations to you and Bamboo Shack. Thank you all so much. And so Tess Willings and Marie, thank you for being here this morning. And, of course, Kendrik Roll, keep up the great work that you're doing with the Disability Empowerment Outreach Group. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes. And thank you.
Thank you.
And again, Donation Day this Saturday, 12 noon to 8 p.m. Okay. Let's take a break for news. We'll be back with Morning Blend Business. We're talking with BTVI about their summer professional development courses. Definitely want to stay tuned for that. This is Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Wake up, it's a new day. Wake up.
It's a new day.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Blend Business on this Thursday, May 28th, 2026. Welcome back to our Morning Blend listeners. Once again, I'm Dwight Strawn along with Laverne Gardner. And this morning we are talking with BTVI about their summer professional development courses. And very pleased to have another Laverne with us, Laverne. We've got coordinator of the Professional Development and Continuing Education Program. We've got Laverne Hilton. Good to see you again. Good morning.
Good morning and good morning, Bahamas.
All right. So how often do you do, before we get into this summer's courses, how often do you offer professional development courses?
Well, at BTVI, we offer professional development courses every single semester.
Okay.
So we have spring, fall, summer. Every semester, yeah. We have a new offering of courses.
And this is different from enrolling. You're not in the program for a year or two, or you're just taking a course.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And these are the short courses.
Short courses.
Yes.
Wow, wonderful. Who are the people who take advantage of these, who take part in these?
Well, you know what? These courses are for anyone, mm-hmm. from anyone, from the young students, in some students even up 16, those who've just graduated, they want to do a short course too, because they sometimes want to say, let me see if I like this. Because, you know, some parents are like, I'm not, before I spend all my money in the university, let me see if my child really likes this course or is interested.
Right.
And they can do that as well. We have persons who are wanting to reskill, get that side job, or even upskill. And so there are a number of persons who are interested in these types of courses.
Yeah.
I even had someone write in Green Turtle Key, mm-hmm. a retiree, call
retiree.
Me and she, every single day, and I want to shout out Miss Curry. She, every single day, she's been calling me. She wants to do the upholstery class.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but Green Turtle Key is, you know, far away. We're going to try and get that course on your island very soon. She said, no, ma'am, I'm doing it this semester. I said, okay, how can I help you make that dream a reality? And so we are working with her. And even though the courses are on the weekends, Fridays and Saturdays, for the upholstery, and I want to push that course,
mm-hmm.
the upholstery class, we have a lot of persons interested in it. But, of course, we have to have a grouping in order to put the class on. But our Bahamas needs this particular skill. And so she's going to fly over every single
week.
Weekend for 5 weeks. It's only 5 weeks. It's
wow.
a short course. And she's going to come over every week. So,
that's something you would offer more often if you had the numbers?
Yes.
But, okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
So what is normally the minimum number of people you can have?
Well, it depends on the particular course, because if it's hands-on, like the sewing, the upholstery, the straw craft, we try to keep those numbers like 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, you want to give the persons more time to learn the skill, and you want to give them that
practical.
Attention. That practice is a practical skill, practical hands-on. So you want to make sure that they have a skill, and not something that you just teach and say, okay, let's go on to the next chapter. It's not really the book. It's the hands-on, the practical skills that we are doing in most of these classes.
Right.
And then there are some courses where you can go up to maybe 12 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
And so it depends on the course. And the persons always ask, when is the cutoff for the particular class? The cutoff time is when the class is full.
Oh, boy.
When it's reached its capacity. And that can be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because after I left your show last time, I mean, my phone was ringing off the hook. And I thank you for that.
Oh, wow.
That means everyone's listening to you
in
the morning.
Let's hope so. All right, so who are the people teaching these courses?
I just have a question. I'm looking at the courses offered in Grand Bahama. Do you know when basics will be offered?
So, Laverne, you're in Grand Bahama?
Absolutely.
Yes. Awesome. So then I need to connect with you so that you could be an advocate for BTVI over there. But
give her my number.
Okay, no problem.
Yes, I will get it. So we did have it on the books on our offerings, I think, last time. We didn't have a lot of persons who sign up for it. But it's coming back. So next semester, you have my word. And I'm sure my AVP of Grand Bahama is probably listening to me as well. We will put sewing back on the offerings for Grand Bahama for the fall. So look out for September.
Mm-hmm. So you
okay,
prefer...
That's perfect, actually. I'm very much interested in that. Let me see if I can get some more people to make sure that it runs.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, I love that. I love that.
All right, so you prefer... You talked about the practical aspect of it. So you prefer... You can do this... via Zoom or anything like that? That's not a possibility?
Now, some of our courses, because, professional development courses are in the... we offer professional development courses, which we normally call our PDCs, in fashion, beauty trades, business trades, construction and mechanical trades. Of course, some of the courses you have to have in person because it's practical, it's hands-on, right? But then there's courses like... basic customer service, for example, that we're offering this semester. It runs from the 9th of June to the 14th of July. Bahamas, we all need customer service. Can I tell you, the last time I was here, I was so passionate about this. We had a lot of people calling. We didn't have a lot of persons who signed up for it. So we didn't run that. We're going to run it this time. I'm going to be prophetic because we need to do this. The Bahamas...
You just need to show the people's offices and make them take the course.
We've been sending out... Right. It should be mandatory.
It should be right there in the reception area.
Just send out invoices.
Right. And say, this is your bill. Just come to BTVI.
Clearly, you need some work. Here you go.
Yes,
I agree. Four of your employees.
Right.
Please. And we need it. And it's not just in the restaurants or those fast food. Every single place, every establishment,
retail.
You deal with people. Wherever you deal with people, which is everywhere, right?
Yeah.
If it's on the phone, if it's in person, you need that customer service.
Yeah.
And we, as a nation that pride ourselves in some things, right? We need customer service. We need to up our game in customer service. And so we have an amazing instructor that's teaching this course. It's on Tuesdays and Fridays virtually.
Okay.
Virtually,
so
I
no
would say.
Excuse.
So there's no excuses, right? 6 to 9. This particular course is $450, but that is an investment in your establishment, in your business, because when you can touch a customer through good customer service, that's better than coming on Dwight's show. I'm just saying.
Slightly. Well, I heard somebody talking about this, but you'd go to a place that offers a mid-tier product if the customer service was excellent, right? Like, there are places where I can get better food,
right?
But the service here is so amazing.
Right.
I don't mind.
Honestly, that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Wow.
I went to an establishment. I will not call on the air yesterday, and I promised not to go back to the establishment because the customer service was horrible.
Yeah.
But I sent the establishment an email to say, listen, we can help you with that. At BTVI, we can help you with your customer service. So people like me who had that bad service yesterday can say, you know what? I see a difference. I'm going to try you again. And so let's hope that works.
Laverne Gardner, what were you saying? You said you'd pay more for the good service?
Yes. I will go further. I will drive further.
Yeah.
Even with the cost of fuel.
That's the truth.
I'm paying more
if
the service is better.
Wow. All right. So I want to go through all the courses you're offering. Before you do, though, so, who's teaching these courses? These are experts in their fields?
Or experts. Who are they? We don't take that lightly. Because, of course, BTBI is an accredited institution. We don't play with our instructors. You don't play with the courses we offer. You know, it's not a let's pull them out of a box and what's going to happen. First of all, we look at what's the interest. Where are the gaps in our society?
Yeah.
The things that we need to improve on, because that's what our job is, right? And so we want to support lifelong learning. We want to support individuals and prepare them for the workforce and, of course, promote career advancement. So we're going to get the right instructors and choose the courses that we think that would benefit the community or the our country best. And so we definitely take our time. We vet the people that are going to teach these courses. We make sure that they are the best and the experts in their fields.
Excellent.
And so that when the product is delivered, person at the end of the day can say, yes, I've learned a skill. They don't just go with, I did a course, but they gained a skill.
Yeah.
That's something that's going to last them for a lifetime.
And like you said, some of these people will say, this is the field for me.
Yes.
I'm going to take it further.
Yeah,
yes, that's great stuff.
Definitely.
All right, since you started with the business trades, again, remind folks about the basic customer service. This starts when?
So basic customer service starts the 9th of June. It's Tuesdays and Fridays, 9th of June, and it ends the 4th, 15th of July. This is a 5-week course. It's virtual. And so from 6 to 9 p.m. virtually. Mm-hmm. So if you have a computer, you have internet, no matter what island you're on, even if you want to be in the United States, mm-hmm. wherever, worldwide, right? You can be a part of this course. Then we have Supervisory Management 1. This is going to be in person. And can I tell you, the instructor for this course is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is amazing. Kieron Liborn, some people I think know him. He has some master classes. He is just amazing. He's amazing. So he's doing the Supervisory Management course in person. It starts on the 13th of June to the 18th of July. That's on Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. They do an amazing set of, I want to be a part of that class.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of that class. Then we have in Beauty Trades, we have Face Care and Makeup Application 2. So this will be for persons who have already done Part 1. And they want to advance their makeup skills. This is the 11th of June to July 17th, to Thursdays and Fridays. Then we have gel nails. So gel nails is, you know, people who want to not just, and people don't just do it for them to have a trade, but they also do it for themselves. Because you know what money they can save by doing their own nails?
Wow.
But that is, it's amazing. So that's Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6 to 10. And in construction trades, we have basic electrical 1 and basic plumbing 1. These are courses that gives the basic skills in plumbing and basic skills in electrical. And this is a good time, too, for persons to say, let me see if I'm interested in this field. So I have persons who have come in and said, I want my child to try this. They didn't get into the, because it's a cutoff for our full-time
right.
classes.
Yeah.
And so some people didn't make that cutoff. And so they said, you know what, let me let my child do yeah. this particular class and see if they're really interested
right.
in the electrical field.
So you don't waste your money.
Right. So I don't know. Now, at BCBA, you're never going to waste your money. Right. So let's just plug that in
so
there.
So you don't put them through a whole year or
right.
two.
Right.
And they're like, I don't like this.
Right.
Right. right. So you know for sure, yeah, this is for me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this year, too, we're bringing back, because we haven't had this for a while, blueprint reading and estimating.
Oh,
all those construction people out there have been calling me and asking for this. The course is on. Please register. Go online and register now. It's the 8th of June to the 8th of July, 5 weeks. Mondays, Wednesdays, 6 to 10. And then we have block laying. Block laying wasn't initially on there. People call me, I need to know how to lay my own blocks. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. And so we put this one together. I got the instructor who is a master at what he does. And so this one's going to be the 6th of June to the 11th of July, Fridays and Saturdays. So most of them, we try to make sure they're in the evenings or on the weekends so they can, persons who are working can still find time to come and to be a part of the courses.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have fashion trades. And mm-hmm. can I tell the Bahamas, we have the best.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've known her for a while.
The best. All right. And I'm so glad to say that I know her.
She's joining us now. Yeah.
And she's joining us. She's here with me today.
Fashion designer.
I want to do a whole drum roll right now.
Good morning. April. Extra right now, but I love it.
April's been a while.
I'm well. I'm doing well.
All right. So, yeah. So you are the instructor.
I am the head of the department of the fashion.
Okay,
trade.
Head of the department.
And so I work along with Ms. Thompson in putting some of these courses together, and we always bragging in fashion because mm-hmm. you know we are the creatives. We are offering selection this summer, and we've been listening to everybody because, first of all, we had a straw craft course that we just ended recently, and can I tell you, these ladies were so excited. I even took the course because of the instructor,
oh, wow.
Keisha Johnson, who is an amazing artist,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, she took students who never
like
touched
that.
The machine before.
Artists, good word
yes,
to use. Yeah.
Never touched the machine before, and was able to come out with clutches and wristlets and placemats. What else did we do?
And totes and bookmarks and
yes,
peaches.
And we had a great display of our work. So if you go on our BTVI website,
so people who've never done straw work before,
like me,
Thompson.
I'm the coordinator, but I also was a participant in this one.
Yes.
I never touched a sewing machine in my life.
Yeah.
And
so
I was
if you
impressed.
Go on our Facebook page or our Instagram page, you'll see the display.
Right.
You'll see what it is that you're going to learn, and you'll see the work of the instructor.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to recruit like high quality
yes.
instructors.
Yeah.
And so we go into the industry. These are persons who are actually working in the industry, have their own brands, are well known, and so these are some of the instructors. So we have Strawcraft 1, which we're bringing back again. Basic Sewing 1, and that is for the students who have never touched a machine.
Right.
And honestly, before you get into accessories or upholstery or straw craft, it's really great to take this Basic Sewing 1 class because we teach on industrial machines.
Okay.
We teach at a professional industry
so
standard.
So it's all machine, not hand sewing?
There may be some hand. There's some hand sewing, but, you know, we want you to learn the basics first so that you're not frustrated when you get into more of the advanced courses.
Right.
Because once you take the basic, you're going to want to, you know, take more classes. Courses. So we're offering Basic Sewing 1, Basic Sewing 2 for those who have completed one. They've requested a second class, more intermediate, and so we're offering that as well. That starts June 1st.
That's next week.
So you still have some time to contact Ms. Thompson. You still have some time to apply for that and get into that. The Strawcraft one begins June 8th, and that is for 8 weeks?
That's 7 weeks.
7 weeks. Yes. And then we have a basic upholstery skills,
right,
which a lot of persons have been asking for that. And in that course, we're going to teach you a little bit of everything. So you get a little bit of upholstering chairs, some drapery, a little bit of accessory, home decor accessories. So you get a little bit of everything, and then you can decide what you want to specialize in.
Can you do like repairs in that too? Furniture repairs?
Yeah,
that
once
a part
you know
of
how
it?
To once you know how to make something or cover them completely, then you'll know how to repair it.
Okay.
So yeah. So you learn that
very
stuff
helpful
as well.
Stuff.
Yeah. So we're busy over there.
Yeah, yeah. And then you mentioned Grand Bahama earlier, but you do have some courses in Grand Bahama, is that right?
So in Grand Bahama we have first of all, this is the summer semester. So I'm a big advocate. I've been an educator for 27 years. And so I know the importance of resting and the summers for educators. And so for the courses that we offer is usually much more than what you see on this flyer. But because it's summer, we have pulled back a little bit because some instructors do need that time to rejuvenate, to come back. So when we come back here and we tell you what our fall semester, I can promise you it's going to be almost double this because we're going to have persons who are now rested and want to do more courses.
Right.
So in Grand Bahama, we just have two. We have the face care and makeup application 1. That's being offered June 17th to July 17th. It's 5 weeks, and that is an amazing course. We had that last semester, and it was a big hit up in Grand Bahama. They asked for it again, and so we're doing that again in Grand Bahama. And then, of course, next semester in Grand Bahama, you're going to have part two. So those who did the makeup one, be ready for part two. And like Laverne has requested sewing, so we're going to make sure Ms. Burrows that we put sewing because she knows she's a big advocate for that as well. We've had that there, and we want to push it, and we will put that there for fall, right?
Yes, we will.
You heard that, Laverne. Okay. Grand Bahama, sewing will be on for next semester. And then we have Journeyman Plumbing. This is a course that, of course, is a licensure course that is approved through Ministry of Works. So we work a lot with Ministry of Works to do a couple licensed courses. Journeyman Plumbing is one of them. And I know persons are going to, if you see any Dwight, don't answer right now. Because New Providence has been asking for Journeyman Plumbing for a while. We're working on it. I promise you we're almost there. We're getting it all lined up. We're ready for New Providence. But it's ready for Grand Bahama.
Explain it. What is it exactly?
So it's for persons in the field. Let me make sure I don't mess this up. So it's persons in the field that's done plumbing and want to do it at another level.
Okay.
And of course,
so not this beyond basic.
It's not the basic.
Right.
It's definitely the basic, and you have to have been in the field for at least 3 to 5 years.
Ah.
And so if you haven't done that, then you can't be a part of this course.
Okay.
So there's some, and it's the same thing for some of our other licensed courses, like the single phase and the electrical course. And so we've had single phase, and we're actually offering, and so let me put that in here now, we're offering the exam. So single phase exam is going to be on June 13th at BCBI. It's a Saturday, 9 to 12:30. So even if you've not done the course with us to prepare yourself for the exam, but you think you're ready to take the exam, you can apply at BCBI on our online portal and then come in and pay or pay online at our payment portal as well for this particular course. So if you want to do the exam by itself, that's $350, of course, with a $50 application fee.
And then there are some persons at Ministry of Works called us and said, listen to me, there are some persons who want to do the three-phase electrical course, which is at another level. Mm-hmm. This course prepares students to write the three-phase exam. And so it has to do, it's emphasis on the Canadian Electrical Code, Part 1, advanced circuit analysis, and all that good electrical stuff, right? So if persons feel they are ready to take their exam, and this is all throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, mm-hmm. It's through Ministry of Works, but of course we facilitate it at the TVI. That particular course, the three-phase electrical exam, is $450 plus the $50 application fee, and it's on the same day, Saturday, the 13th of June, 9 to 12:30. So I want to put that out there. So if anyone's interested in those two, they can go on our online portal, fill out the PDC application, the professional development application, and then they can go ahead and do the payment either online through our payment portal or come into our accounts department and pay for those classes to secure their spots.
And you have a lot of interest. You got a lot of people who are taking part in these things. Yes. This is very exciting know that our payment people are taking advantage of this. This is great stuff. The phone lines are lit up too. Let's go. Before we get into details about when the deadline is to pay for these courses, let's hear from you. Give us a call, 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. Call us toll free in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. We're talking with Laverne Hilton and April Burrows with BTVI. Caller, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, gracious. You're doing good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good morning.
Right, I'm on. Hey, quick question. A question and a statement, right? One question. Do you guys offer boat making in BTVI? The reason why I'm asking is, right, you know much about boat in Key West? So if y'all don't offer boat making, I think y'all should. And second thing, right, BTVI pulled off something that I didn't even know was humanly possible. Someone actually dropped out of UB to go to BTVI. I didn't even know that was even possible to do. I didn't even know.
I'm sure that's
even
quite common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have quite a few students who attend both UB and BTVI. We have some who've graduated from UB. I've had students that have graduated from UB and have come to the fashion trades department to take our diploma program.
Okay.
So they're crossing over.
Nice.
They're realizing that you get the academics from UB and mm-hmm. you get the trade from BTVI. And so
there you go.
Why not have
there
both?
There you go. It's going to be a lot more of that, I'm sure, happening. Yeah.
And the trades are where the money resides. Mm-hmm. They say, the young people say, where it resides. So come and get a trade.
We are hearing this.
And I love that idea of boat making. I love that.
Offer welding.
Pardon me?
Welding course.
In Grand Bahama?
In Grand Bahama.
Yes, they do.
That's available. Okay.
Yes, they do.
All right, so back to his question about boat making.
Well, I said that's an amazing idea, though. I mean,
yeah,
we don't do it right now, but of course we take interest and we write them down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've heard that before. I'm not sure if it's the same call. I don't think it is, but I was on another show and somebody called in and mentioned boat making. So that may be something for the Apico.
Yeah, one of the islands, because
yeah.
We have our presence on a few of the islands as well.
Yeah.
So that can possibly be something that we
call. If you have any ideas or you have any recommendations for instructors, please let us know.
Yes.
Well, as you say, Abaco is where to go to find that, I'm sure.
I know.
All right, so these courses, a lot of them starting next week. So time is going, I guess, but what is the deadline for these? I know you said until they fill up.
Right, so there's not, definitely it has to be before the class starts.
Before it starts.
Because before the class starts, you have to pay for the course in full, and that's how you secure your spot in the class. So if the class is starting, for instance, on first, you should pay by today or tomorrow, by the latest, Monday morning,
mm-hmm.
Monday morning, because we want to make sure that we're prepared for you. You know, you just can't pull up to the class that I reach.
Right.
Yeah. Pardon me? No. So we want to be adequately prepared for persons, and so we ask them to. And then sometimes persons say, well, the class doesn't start until the 8th of June. I'll wait till the 7th. But the 7th may be too late.
Right.
Because if we get our quota before that time, mm-hmm. then we close the class off.
Yeah.
So it's not like the regular classes where the application process, you know, the window closes at a certain time. PDCs are a little bit different.
Okay, all right. And again, the prices ranging from
$450. From
mm-hmm.
$450, and I think it's such an investment. For example, like I said, both April and I did the straw work class, and it's investments for me. after I finished my products, I put them on my status and on Facebook. I had someone from a very popular hotel that sent me a message to say, do you want to sell your stuff and your,
wow,
and your call? Because I posted a lot of my my friends, with the persons in the class, their stuff as well. And they said, you can sell your stuff in our boutique. And I was like, okay, here you go. So it's an investment in yourself. And the thing about this is you get a skill that you have for a lifetime.
Right. Yeah, we were just talking about the cost of living earlier. Everybody needs to supplement their income, right?
Yes, for sure.
That's some great stuff there. All right, we've got some interesting messages on our text line. Somebody's asking, what about crocheting? Are there any crocheting courses, or would that be a part of basic sewing, or how does that work?
We don't offer crocheting, but, you know, we get enough interest. We will certainly make it happen.
We definitely will.
But I will say that in every course, you always get a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the instructor, whatever I have to offer, I will impart that. So if somebody's interested and I know they started and I know how to do it, or I have another instructor in the department who knows, we certainly will help them. But right now, we don't have a course per se in crocheting. But we can add that to the list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody's talking about who needs the customer service class here. Oh, boy. I'm just curious. I'd love to meet some of the people who've been in the program, like to see how they were before and what they're like at the end. I mean,
a particular class?
Can
or
you learn customer service?
Customer service.
Can you learn to be a good human, or can you? Because I mean, I think it's bigger than just customer service. It's just like, you're just a horrible person. Why are you in this space?
It's a skill.
Is it?
Right?
Is it? Okay.
If you think about Atlantis, right?
Right.
Wherever you, whatever walk of life you are from, and you apply and you're accepted as a worker, as an employee of Atlantis, you go through a training. Sandals, you go through a training. All hotels, you go through a particular training.
Mm-hmm.
You come in, and no matter where you're from, they train you. By the time you're done with that training, you can tell when somebody has been trained in a hotel.
Okay.
At least on the job. Now, outside of the job, you're not sure what they're going to do, but people are trainable.
Can the public give you, like, names, like, this person who works for this company really needs your help, can you go and reach out to them and or sponsor somebody?
Yeah.
Like, can we?
I love that. Yes.
You've been picked out by somebody who's sponsoring you
for
6 weeks to take a customer service
and
course.
And it's only 5 weeks virtually.
There you go.
Bahamas, let's do that.
Let's
sponsor some person.
I got some names
you have
right
some
names.
I'm certain we all could put some names together. So once you could put that $450 behind every name that you give us, we can do that for you. Because, like I said, this course, it covers basic necessary skills to effectively communicate, problem solve, and that's the big issue right there too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I would say sometimes you can't train people how to think. But like April said, you know, it's about training how to respond, because you cannot some people that you encounter will be that person, and I have to be careful of my speech because I'm representing BTVI, right? But some people are going to be that person, and you can't allow them to change who you are. And so you could train somebody because, of course, your circle of control, you could only control certain things, but you could control how you think and how you react. You can't worry about those persons. But this course trains you, right, how to react to
how to anticipate those
situations, and how to problem solve those things effectively. Because customer service,
I mean, everything from your face. Why is your face doing that?
Why don't you give me eye contact? Yes.
Right, why can't you look at me?
Say something. When you give me my package that I paid for,
right,
my hard-earned money, I want to see your eyes.
Right.
And I want to see that you appreciate the money that I just spent with you.
Yes. Like, I just paid your salary. Could you tell me thank you, please?
Right.
My goodness. Anyway, we need to do a whole show on
that. I know, just that alone, right?
Course,
we can't give up on them. We can't give up on our people.
That's
why we're offering this course.
Yes.
Right. So, again, we will set it up, a voluntary.
And definitely, if there are people out there that want to sponsor some persons, please call BTVI today. Listen to me. Let me give you the number. It's 502-6300, extension 6413. Or if you can't get that extension, Andy, just tell the operator when she answers, I want to sponsor a few persons for the customer service. Any kind, because I love that idea.
I don't know the names of the people I want to sponsor. I'll go to their places today and look at their name tags and then come back to you and tell you.
Are we looking for your
call? Go to this place and pick up this one here. And she needs it.
Oh, you want us to pick them up as well? You don't want for that service yet. Maybe we can add that to the list. Right.
But even groups. But even groups. So if, yes. if you're in a company and there's a department,
yeah.
and you're front facing,
yeah.
you know, you're in sales or yeah. or marketing or customer service already.
Right.
Even HR.
Yes.
Everything is customer service based.
Because all jokes aside,
you can come as a group, as a cohort,
and it makes your business the better.
Yeah.
Right.
Very much. So
business owners should actually look into this.
Invest into their
All right, so we're getting a lot of text messages, people asking about various courses, but if you have something in mind, you need to reach out to you so you can try to offer it next time, right? This person asked about masonry. They wanted another one wanted more information about the blueprint reading, exactly how that works, blueprint reading and estimating. So this is
how
for contractors,
I
guess.
What it's about. Yeah. So the course for blueprint reading, students learn to interpret typical blueprints for the construction of residential buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They explore elements of the architect's scale rule, the site, the foundation, floor, and framing plans, that kind of thing. So it definitely deals with the construction, but it gives you more information on that. They are introduced to the logical approach method of quantity surveying and estimating quantities and costs. And so the instructor, of course, like Amos Burris had said too, will give you definitely more, because even though that's a synopsis of course they're going to give you so much more as well, because when they see that there's a need or person asking questions or wanting to learn something and you get through the curriculum or the outline of whatever that course is, they definitely, because they're experts in their field,
right.
they're going to give you
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
They're going to give you more than your money's worth.
All right. Let's take this call quickly, and then we've got an interesting text here. Caller, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Dwight. Very important show at this time in our country, Dwight.
Absolutely.
Listen to me. I tried this before. I went as far as Linda Davis. There's a field in this Bahamas that we neglect. We got the usual things. We send our kids off to be doctors, lawyers, accountants, this and that next. There's a field in dentistry called dental technology. We have a dental hygienist who cleans teeth for you. We have a dentist that fills your teeth and take care of teeth already. But now there are times in your life, most of us will go through a broken tooth, loss of teeth, and maybe get old age, you're going to go into partials and dentures. It's one of the first phases I went through when I came out of the government. It's where you could study to learn how to make these things right here. Most of the dentists send all their work and money out of the country to Florida and Canada, like we do with our glasses, because we don't do them here. We could keep the money here if we teach dental technology, where we could have our children learning this career. Just like you do plumbing, you learn how to make a gold tooth, a platinum tooth, an acrylic tooth, a partial, a denture, and we will all have it one time. I've spoken to Ms. Davis about it. It went nowhere. I asked the dentist about it. There's only two dental technicians in this country, one on Mount Rose Avenue, one on Madera Street. The one on Madera Street is almost 80 years old now, works by himself, doesn't train anybody. We was training at Caribbean Dental Lab by a New York guy named Ernest Manaya. He left the Bahamas and went back. Now there's only two people doing it, and there was four. Two of them died, and now in very going to resign or die, and there'll be one person, and he's teaching his two sons. It's called dental technology. If you could bring a dental technician into the Bahamas, teach at the BWTI, wherever it is, we can do it right here, and the money could stay right in this country,
okay.
and all of us could be benefiting.
Thank you very much. Would that be a professional development course, or would that be like a longer term thing?
That probably will have to be a longer term, because that's intense.
But it's a great idea.
It's a very good idea, though.
Yeah.
We have to look at things like that. That there's gaps in a society that we probably can fill. So
yeah, absolutely.
Very good idea.
All right, so I think we have to state this again. These are, as you say, PDCs, professional development courses.
Yes.
This is not you enrolling. It's a short-term course. It's not you enrolling in BTVI, because this person's asking. They say, I want to do carpentry. I'm 46, but I don't want to go through the English and math classes.
Okay, so we have our regular classes. We have our regular full-time programs.
Right.
Where they have to, whatever field you decide to take up with that, you have to do, of course, your language, your math.
Mm-hmm.
But the PDCs, which are professional development classes, which are short classes, you definitely will go through the same process of applying, but it's a different application. So that application is your PDC, or professional development application, that you would find on our website, and it has to be online. So all the applications, either for the full-time courses or short-time classes, you have to first do an application, but it's a different application for the PDCs.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure, PDC application. And then once you do that, all you need is your a picture of your NIB smart card, which should not be expired. They do expire in Bahamas, so make sure it's not expired. And then a photo, your passport, and, of course, your $50 application fee. That's all that's required for your PDC. So
again,
the other,
those are maybe
and then,
5 to 6 weeks.
It can go up to 10 weeks, because if you're doing it once, if you're doing the classes twice a week, it's 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing the classes once a week, it can go up to 10 weeks, because you have to cover so many hours, contact hours. But you do not need that. You strictly do that course. If you're doing because we did cabinet making last semester. So they only did cabinet making. They didn't do any math or anything.
Right.
Of course, there's math infused in it, because you have to measure and you have to do all of this.
Yeah.
So language
there's no
math and
math. There's no math
it's not
class.
A math or a language class, but of course, it's infused in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But no. So these PDCs are just strictly for the skill you signed up
but
for.
But I do want to speak to the English and math, though, because for the diploma associates programs, English and math is required. Remember, we are accredited now.
Mm-hmm.
And so a part of the accreditation is to ensure that our programs are up to par with those that are in the United States. We are accredited. We are one of 500-plus colleges that are under the COE accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
And English and math is required. As much as our students don't like, most of them do not like to take English and math, just know that we have revised our programs, and our English and math, for the most part, are really apply to the program that you're in.
Okay.
So if you're in a fashion program, your English and math will be a little bit more creative. Your English will be a little bit more creative. You need math. You need to know what 3/8 is.
Yes.
And 7/8 and 1 inch and half inch. And you'll be surprised that
especially
people
as a
who
carpenter.
Use it, right?
Yeah.
People who only use those measurements on a regular basis, sometimes they don't know. They need a refresher.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so it's important to have that. I mean, In some of my courses, my fashion, art, and design, students have to create a mood board and they have to present. I make them present, so you have to write your customer profile. English has to be right. And so you're going to be sending you out in the world, and so you need to know how to communicate,
absolutely,
how to articulate your ideas,
yeah,
how to write an invoice, how
right
to calculate your bill,
right,
your invoice. So, you know, you need to make sure that your money is right. You need math for that.
Can't get away from it.
Can't get away from math or language, no matter where you go, no matter what field you're in.
Yeah.
It's infused in it.
But for the PDCs, that's not a component of it.
Not a cost on its own,
right,
but it's, of course, it's integrated.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So, again, remind folks about what they need to do, because the time is going.
Yes.
And the summer courses are about to start.
So, listen, take advantage. I am so glad. I'm not just a coordinator, but I was also a participant of one of the courses, so I can speak as a participant. Listen to me.
You should have brought your straw bag so we could...
Listen to me. I'll send you down. But,
okay.
But like I said, like April said, they're
we
on...
We need to invite them to the campus.
Yes.
When we have...
Yes.
Maybe like at the halfway mark.
Right.
So that you can see.
So you can see somebody. But, of course, again, they're all over our social media pages. So it's on LinkedIn, it's on Facebook, it's on...
Instagram.
Yeah, so we're all of it. So check out. Please go on our social media pages, Bahamas, and like and follow and share and all that good stuff. But summer, even though they are small in numbers, they're going to be mighty. So please look through them, decide which one you want to be a part of, because upskill, reskill, I mean, get something that's going to benefit you for, not just today. You're not just catching a fish or someone's giving you a fish today. You're going to learn to fish by getting this skill that's going to sustain you and probably your family, right? But we have, like I said, classes starting from as early as next week, Monday. The fashion trades, the business trades, the beauty and construction. Choose which one gets you excited, where your passion is. And you may say, I want to learn how to do something. I've always had that interest. Take a chance. I mean, it's a small investment that will that would definitely prove fruitful in the end. But to register for our course, the first thing you have to do is visit our online website. So go online to bcbi.edu.bs. You're going to look for admissions, online applications. You're going to click on the PDC application. That's our professional development application. And if it asks you for a medical form or something else, but I don't think that one is on there, you're in the wrong one. Because all you need to apply is your passport, your NAB card, and you're going to pay your $50 application fee. Those three things. Okay. When you're done with that process, and the payment part of it, people think they have to drive to the campus. You do not have to drive to the campus. You can actually go to our payment portal, BTBI payment portal. You can pay for your $50 application fee on there, and then you can also pay for your course. So if you're doing, for instance, StarCraft, it's $450. You can pay that $450 and the $50 one time, which is $500 on the BTBI payment portal. Okay. And then, though, it's key. Once you've done that, you have to send your receipt to the email pdc@btbi.edu.bs to let us see that you have paid for the course so that we can register you and save and secure your spot.
Right.
Some people paid and they said, you didn't call me. I didn't know you paid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you have to show us that you paid online. And once you've paid and we process you, we register you, process your application, then register you, you're then in the class. And so then we will send you your schedule of when you're going to show up, when your class is going to start. You get there, and listen, the fun then begins.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. And if you have questions in the meantime, or you are stuck at the application, or you have some kind of question, don't just stay there and say, you know what, I give up. Please, there are many persons there at BTBI that want to help and make the process smooth. Some people who can't even get it, they say they're frustrated because some people are not tech savvy.
Right.
So even if you need assistance, fill in out your application. I don't say it often, but I want to encourage persons, don't stay home. We have some senior citizens, I should say, right, who came in, and we decided we helped them through the process because we want everyone to have an equal opportunity to be a part of our courses.
Right. All right, so we only have less than a minute left, but I mean, what would be the reasons why you could you be rejected with the application? I mean, what would be the reasons?
If your passport is expired.
Passport, okay.
if you don't have the documentation, because that's policy. Mm-hmm. We have to have those things.
Okay.
Right.
What? So it's pretty simple.
Yeah. Or persons, you know, said they're going to sponsor you. They don't come up with the monies.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for those customer service persons. Remember who we're supposed to be sponsoring? So make sure.
right. Good stuff. So we should, in a few weeks, somebody who's been through the program.
Yeah.
Let's beat them.
But I just want to encourage Dwight, persons to invest in themselves today.
Yeah.
Please invest in yourself. Sign up for one of the courses. Or if you can't do it, you don't have the time, invest in someone else and allow them to have a skill for a lifetime.
Absolutely. Ladies, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Laverne Hilton and April Burrows. Good
thank
to see you all again.
Thank you for having us.
And good luck to everybody who enrolls and takes part in these summer professional development courses at BTVI. All right, we're going to take a quick break and be back to wrap things up. This is Morning Blend Business on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Hey folks, thanks for your patience. We'll be taking off very shortly. You should be wheels up in about 40 minutes. And due to a bumpy ride, snacks and beverage service has been suspended. AC has given us some trouble. Sorry folks. And Wi-Fi is out. And so is the entertainment. Yeah, I'm sorry about the smell air.
I know.
There's one more quick note. We are going to have to deplane.
Come on!
We're like the plane ride that isn't a nightmare. CG Atlantic agents and brokers. Good like that.
Planning for retirement can be overwhelming, but with CFAL, it doesn't have to be. Tailor-made individual, group, and pension solutions that take the guesswork out of retirement planning. Whether it's for you or your company, don't leave your future to chance and let the trusted hands of CFAL's experts guide you toward peace of mind and financial stability. Low upfront costs and affordable monthly payments make it easy for you to build wealth so you can live well. Visit us at CFAL.com to start on your path toward financial freedom. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Screws and Fasteners World, Balfour Avenue and Palm Beach Street, has those hard-to-find fasteners for you right now. You can find stainless steel regular hex, carriage bolts, galvanized bolts, threaded rods, nails, self-tap screws, sex bolts, anchor bolts, turnbuckles, masonry tools, hand tools, and weed whacker strings. Check out the rope selection and car body fasteners, too. Special orders are welcome. It's your number one fastener store. Screws and Fasteners World, Balfour Avenue and Palm Beach Streets. Call 326-1976.
If you're done with gas prices burning a hole through your wallet, stop paying the price and start driving the solution. A BYD EV from Easy Car Sales comes with an 80% drop in your fuel costs. So wave goodbye to gas lines and charge while you sleep. For 8 years, drivers like you have been breaking up with the pump and waking up to freedom. It's more than a car. It's a new way to be. It's a BYD from the one and only authorized dealer in the Bahamas. Visit easy242.com to learn more.
At CFAL, we understand that a secure future is the greatest gift you can give your employees. That's why our tailor-made group pension solutions are designed to fit the needs of both large and small companies. With CFAL, you can provide the retirement you and your employees deserve, ensuring peace of mind and financial stability for years to come. Join the many businesses that have already entrusted CFAL to create the right pension plan for their employees, and let us help you build a brighter future for your team. Visit us at CFAL.com to get started on building wealth so you can live well. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
CFAL is a proud sponsor of Team Bahamas for the 2026 CARIFTA Games.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
It is time for your morning business report brought to you by CFAL. Some of the country's largest businesses will face higher business license fees under the government's latest budget measures as the Davis administration taking its second term to capture a greater contribution from top-earning companies amid continued fiscal consolidation efforts. Minister of Finance Michael Elkides revealing that businesses generating more than $175 million in annual revenue will see their business license rate increased by 0.25 percentage points to 1.5% annually, arguing that larger companies are in a stronger position to support national development priorities. He said the move reflects the government's view that the country's strongest performing businesses should contribute more as economic conditions improve. And the administration unveiling what it described as a landmark overhaul of the public sector pension system, introducing a contributory pension model and expanded health insurance benefits for public officers as part of a broader effort to modernize government employment benefits and reduce long-term fiscal pressures. The proposed reforms outlined alongside the tabling of a white paper in Parliament would fundamentally restructure how pensions are funded and managed for public sector workers, while also introducing individual retirement accounts and new health care coverage options that include dental, vision, and survivor benefits. And the Ministry of Finance has retained external consultants to strengthen the country's public-private partnerships. Governance can improve the evaluation and approval projects and process for financial and for future projects. Michael Akita saying during the budget communication yesterday that the government engaged MISCA Advisors Limited to develop a formal PPP assessment framework aimed at improving transparency and strengthening project oversight. He noted that the framework is intended to refine the government's current PPP model while improving the allocation of project risk and ensuring that proposed developments meet fiscal affordability requirements. Overseas, a key inflation gauge accelerated in April to the highest level in 3 years, squeezing Americans' finances and creating political challenges for U.S. President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans. Inflation jumped to 3.8% in April compared with a year ago, according to the Commerce Department today, up from 3.5% in March and the highest since May 2023. On a monthly basis, prices rose 0.4%, down from the 0.7% jump in March, but still higher than the inflation fighters at the Federal Reserve would prefer. That's your Market Watch, and that is your Morning Business Report, brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations. Laverne Gardner, thank you so much for being here today.
Always a pleasure.
We'll talk with you again next week. And I'll be back tomorrow morning with more Morning Blend and Morning Blend Business right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Dwight Strawn, have a great day, everybody. Stay tuned for On the Clock with Aaron Green, coming up next.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.